Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac. This month's Farmer's Calendar essay is read by the author, Castle Freeman, Jr.
Farmer's Calendar essay for July 2006. Each season is not only a span of time, which all creatures experience in common, but also a program, a plan of work, a set of tasks, of traditions, which belong to each kind more particularly. What those tasks are and how they progress define the season as much as a calendar does. By the end of July, our own human summer is most fully itself, in its sensations, its associations, and in the structure it imposes on our lives. Being outdoors, gardening, mowing the grass, getting on the water, traveling, the activities that summer permits us, and those it demands of us, are perfectly familiar and become the meaning of the season as much as any grand solar interval or pattern of weather. For us, moreover, that meaning has to do with a measure of freedom, of relative ease. That's our summer, but perhaps it's ours alone. Summer for the birds, for example, though it occupies the same weeks, is a very different season. It's a hectic, exhausting race to hatch, rear, fledge, and launch the new generation. By our midsummer, that race is nearly run. The nests are abandoned. They begin to fall apart. The young of the year are mostly on their own. A few species, including some of the small songbirds, have already left for the south. When the human summer is fairly getting into top gear, the bird summer is, for all practical purposes, over.
Castle Freeman, Jr. has been writing the Farmer's Calendar essays in this almanac since 1982. You can also read this essay in the 2006 edition. This is Janice Stillman, editor of the almanac. Thanks for listening and have a great day.